Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offer in 731-13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Well, corn futures closed on the high side today after six straight down days where the December contract made new lows, five of those days. Yesterday's low of 471 and a quarter held, and the December contract closed about four and a quarter higher here at 477 and a half. It's a little bit positive there. There's talk that the market could rebound to as high as $5, which is about the 20-day moving average, and seems to be a psychological resistance level. Any of those big round numbers seem to be a resistance there. It's also about the 50% retracement from the high earlier in July. So we're looking maybe for the possibility of that. Weather remains bearish here. There isn't any hot and dry in the forecast here in the near term. The basis levels have seemed to stabilize here after what we saw last week. Soybeans here, they skidded into the close and closed about 18 cents lower for the November new crop contract. The trade's watching what will happen in the August. We have first notice day tomorrow, and so we'll see if there's any deliveries. There are about 81 deliveries against the July contract, so we're expecting there not be very many of those. The momentum remains negative here. Forecast still kind of cool, kind of wet. So we really look for that new crop to just inch lower over time.
We'll have more from Justin Lewis right after this.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
Justin, what news were the wheat traders looking at today?
Wheat futures were the strongest here today of all the grain contracts after making new lows early on in the session. December Kansas City wheat traded as low as 698.5, so it went below $7, but then rebounded. We closed about 7.5 cents higher here at 708.25. Analysts have been calling for a correction to the upside due to all the good export numbers we've seen over the past few weeks. But weaker corn, weaker beans over the last seven or so days has really halted any rally in the wheat. Wheat looks like it wants to go higher, so if corn and beans ever decide they want to go up, I kind of expecting wheat to go up. The crop progress and condition report yesterday said winter wheat was 81% harvested, so we're getting along good there. So it looks like everything's going good for wheat. Also on yesterday's report, it showed corn good to excellent category was about 63%. That was the same as it was the prior week. Soybeans came in 1% less at 63% good to excellent category. But the crop is still behind schedule here. We have in the soybeans setting pods, we were about 20%. Last year we were 52%. The five-year average is 34%. Corn silking is about 71%. The five-year average is 75%. So we're a little bit behind, but everything looks to be going well.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few of our numbers today, August live cattle were down 45 cents at 121.65. August feeders off 2 cents at 153.25. And August lean hogs were down $1.02 today at 96.87. In our grains, Kansas City September wheat up 6 cents at 696 and a quarter. Chicago September corn gained 6 and 1 quarter cent at 495 and one half. And August soybeans were down 17 and a half cents today to close at 13.50 even. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel on OklahomaFarmReport.com.